Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good morning, Roger.
Hey.
All right, so looking like we're going to have record-breaking travel.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It is, and a little bit, exciting is a good word.
Record-breaking travel.
Yeah.
And not just by plane, okay? Record-breaking, 82 million Americans expected to travel for Thanksgiving holiday.
82 million.
Yes, with the majority driving to their destinations.
Of course.
And I'm going to have to go ahead and end the stream. Sorry if you're watching me. The guys really messed me up on the weekend. I don't know what they did to the system, but it's not operational. So we'll get that taken care of. I'm really sorry.
Don't worry. Yeah, I got my toolbox.
I just had to dive out of it. They do this to me every weekend. They set it up so strangely. I can't recover from it. Okay. So anyway, a record-breaking 82 million. So in other words, we'll get the video up if you're watching on video. I'm so sorry.
Man, I don't think there were 82 million people in the whole country when I was born.
Yeah, really. I know. Well, I mean, Joe Biden imported about half of them, I think, over the last 4 years. So, seriously, that may be why we're breaking travel records. We just have so many more people living here now. We don't know who they are, but they're here. Mm-hmm. But anyway, a record-breaking 82 million Americans are expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. A majority are driving to their destination. So this is going to be like a very hairy year. It's going to be kind of crazy. We always give you the sort of warnings of when you should travel and when you should not travel. And I'm going to be breaking that down. But 73, so it's going to be a record number flying and a record number driving. Roger, 73 million Americans are driving for Thanksgiving. That is a new record as well.
83, yeah.
Yeah, so we got 82 overall, highest ever traveling for Thanksgiving, 73 driving. 73 that is also a record as well.
On the road.
Yeah.
And, you know, gas prices are inching back up a little, too.
Yeah, and that's not surprising given, you know, you get that many people getting in a car. That's what you're going to have. So
I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Yeah, all of it. Meanwhile, So meanwhile, busiest travel day is supposed to be Sunday, December 1st, right?
Of course.
So that's people coming home, taking a nice long Thanksgiving, coming home.
And that's when the weather turns sour up north, yeah.
Yeah. And they're seeing, as far as, you know, travel reasons for the increase, the record number is a 2% increase from last year. So that's huge.
Yeah.
And surpasses pre-pandemic travel levels driven by, they say, a combination of factors, including higher airfare and lower rental car costs. So.
And with the system already strained.
Yes. And 6 million will fly, and they're counting travel as traveling at least 50 miles for your Thanksgiving. So not just going down the road to grandma's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. And speaking of which, we do it every year. We just watched that Thanksgiving Charlie Brown, where they all end up in the car.
I missed that this year.
Yeah. Going to grandma's. Yeah. You know what's interesting? We used to have, they get in the station wagon at the end of it.
Yeah.
And we used to have that station wagon, that same one, where, remember, everybody thought it'd be a great idea. Why don't we put extra seating in the back? Right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like seats for the kids. Mm-hmm. And we used to, in carpool, we used to fight over who got to sit back there. And my mom had to referee it, right? Like whose turn it was. And the whole time, like, okay, whatever kid sits there is totally going to get pancaked.
Yeah, absolutely. And right over the gas tank.
Over the gas tank. Yeah. And, you get a rear-end collision. I mean, there goes the kids, right? Yeah. But nobody thought about those things back then. No. It was simpler times. And so we would all fight about who got to sit there. Eventually it was realized that danger-wise, that was a really terrible innovation in those station wagons. And so people got rid of it. But we used to fight to sit there. And you know, I just want to say, kind of a miracle we survived it. You know what I'm saying? But we all got to grandma's in the back of the station wagon. But that was less than 50 miles. So this is, you got to be traveling more than 50 miles for this to count. Okay. Nobody is paying attention to this right now, Roger, and everybody needs to be paying attention to this. I never thought I'd see this. Okay, let me set this up. Just a month ago, I did a podcast in which I said I just felt so bad for the people of Europe because they are rolling out digital ID for travel there.
Oh, yeah.
And digital ID, if you're in Europe and you want a job, you want to buy a car, you want to buy a house, or you want to rent a place to live. So very basic things we all must do. You cannot do any of these things anymore without digital ID. It was announced.
Mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast, maybe. I don't know. But you're basically going to need a national government ID in order to be allowed to basically participate in citizenship, right? I mean, it's terrible to watch Europe going this direction.
Yeah, it also amounts to an internal passport requirement.
You know? Well, that you are reading my mind, and that is what I require all men in my life to be able to do, to read my mind. So good, okay. Roger. You're doing great this morning. Yes, and anticipate what I'm going to say next. So, yes, and then they rolled out about 6 weeks ago, this really, honestly, horror show. You cannot leave your country or re-enter your country without first submitting an eye scan, getting fingerprinted, and a face scan.
Face scan. Papers, please.
Yeah, that is what is exactly what it is, right?
Yeah.
And that's already active, okay, whether you have a digital ID yet or not. And they rolled that out, about 6 weeks ago on a Sunday. And so the first time you do it, it scans your face, scans your iris, and takes your fingerprint. So every citizen must be fingerprinted. You cannot return to your own country, nor can you leave your country. It's a prison system.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel so bad for these people. You know, thank God that's not coming.
Oh.
Here. Headline. Yeah. Oh, it is.
Ouch.
It is. And you know, I would have thought, I totally expected, in fact, because they were planning for it. I would have thought the Biden administration was going to roll out digital ID. In fact, they tried to. And this exact same kind of idea, they wanted to base it around COVID. You couldn't leave your state without your ID, with your vaccine status on it, all of that, right? And then I thought, you know, well, the Democrats lost. Thank God we'll dodge that bullet for a while. Nope. Donald Trump's rolling it out. I mean, I don't know if he knows he's rolling it out, but he's rolling it out. And this is incredible. So if you're traveling this weekend, this may be one of the last times, especially if you're going through an airport, that you can do it without a digital ID. It's coming at us from three ways. This one is the most shocking, I think, and I'll start with it. In order to travel, coming up, and we don't have exact dates yet. I'll explain that in a minute. But this is rolling out. Part of it is actually already out. You either need a passport, a real ID.
See, that's where I think it started. I'm not conspiratorially oriented at all, but the first time I heard about real ID, the hackles went up.
And they should. The state of South Carolina right now is in the process of digitizing your real ID.
Absolutely.
The legislation to do that is in a Senate committee. So that is your national ID card that you're going to need to travel.
Under the heading of convenience and efficiency.
Yes. So here are your three options. And Americans haven't figured this out yet. But when they do, there's going to be a lot of questions. It's come out, it's probably because it's come out across a series of articles, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was kind of shocking. Apple announced that they have digital IDs for travel now in a partnership with Trump's TSA. Now, this started under Biden, but the Trump people are still rolling it out. You want to read this? This is crazy, Roger. USA Today headline, pull the article. Apple rolls out digital IDs for travel. Here's how it works. If you have a U.S. passport, and right now it's only for Apple devices, but they're going to do it also, for Verizon and everything else. Okay. In your Apple wallet, they give you the option to create your digital ID. You can do this with a driver's license, government-issued ID option, or passport. They even have instructions. Select digital ID and telling you how to do this in USA Today. Now listen to this. Follow the instructions.
Of course.
Take a selfie for verification.
Not
hand it to Apple and the government, and then complete a series of facial and head movements so it can scan your face and your eyes and all of that. And then your digital ID will be added to your Apple wallet, and you can fly. The TSA is accepting it because there's a partnership between the federal government and Apple. Now, if you don't have your self-created digital ID, Roger, you can fly with real ID, or so that's the driver's license with the star on it.
Yep.
You by the way, don't have to wear the star on your arm. You can; it's on your license. Or you can go through with a passport, okay? If you don't have one of those things, you will be fined $18 by the TSA. This was just published on Thursday, okay? It's a new rule published in the Federal Register. You'll be fined $18 under the new rule, and you'll have to go through the TSA's. People are going to freak.
Yeah, you'll be
they are going to freak out. Yeah,
delayed and embarrassed.
Oh, it'll be, they'll have to go and be identity verified on the new biometric kiosk system they're rolling out. It's not out yet. They just published notice in the Federal Register that it will be. What does that involve? Well, additional security screening, face scans.
Yeah.
And, quote, using the individual's biometrics and biographic information. This is the system from Europe. It's just not mandatory yet. And I never thought I'd see Trump do this. So enjoy the privilege of being able to fly over Thanksgiving, maybe for the last time. Yes. Without handing over your biometric information.
And always, always beware the CA factor. Convenient alternative.
Yeah, convenient alternative. By the way, it is the federal government's, this was also just published, we're going to have an expert on about this at 8, is their goal is for all Americans to adopt digital ID by 2027. So we're actually going to beat Europe to it.
Okay.
Yeah, you hear the music in the background. This is creepy stuff. I never thought it would come out under the Trump administration. I'm wondering if Trump himself even knows about it.
Well,
we'll have more on the other side.
Good. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good morning. Okay, supposed to be record travel for Thanksgiving. And not by a little bit. 2% increase in the number of people hitting the road that is traveling more than 50 miles for Thanksgiving. And that's from last year. This is the highest ever. Record-breaking 82 million Americans expected to travel. This will be record-breaking flight for Thanksgiving, but also driving. When I opened the show today, I said, enjoy it. This may be the last time you're allowed to travel without digital ID. Wait, what? But I thought that was Europe. Well, it was. Actually did a whole Battleground America podcast on how sorry I felt for these people, because what you're looking at in Europe is the Chinese social credit system. two-punch announcement. Number one, by Keir Starmer, you will not be able to work, get a buy a house, rent an apartment, buy a car without a digital ID. Everyone must have one to be a citizen. Okay, I went, wow, those poor people. Then there was an announcement about 6 weeks ago. They were they turned their system live. No one can leave a country in the EU or enter a country in the EU without digital ID. And they create one for you with biometric scans. So it's like you're a criminal. They scan your fingerprints. The first time you go through, you want to leave your country or come back to your home. You got to give them your fingerprints, an iris scan, and a face scan. And the next time you just check in with your face and give them your fingerprint, and they let you return to your home or leave it. I said, those poor people. This is the last bastion of freedom on earth. Oh, it's coming here. Now, under Biden, I expected this. In fact, I feared it and warned about it for many years. It's the system they have in China. It's exactly the system they have in China, in fact, the social credit system. And I thought we would eventually get this under Democrats. In fact, they were planning on it. Joe Biden put all of this in place. Donald Trump is implementing it, which surprises me. Now, if you're wondering, Tara, where can I go to read about this? There's not one specific place. It's scattered across multiple articles. You could start with this. You're going to need one of three forms of digital ID to travel. You're going to need either real ID, which is in some states digital, in some states not. Ours is not digital yet, thank God. So you could still show them your driver's license with the star on it. By the way, you don't have to wear the star on your, on your arm, which is good. You can wear it. You can just show them your ID. That is not digital yet, but most states are digitizing it, including this one. We've got legislation in our state senate right now. They didn't pass it this year. They're going to take it up again this next year to try to digitize your real ID. So that'll be that, right? So you can either do real ID, a passport, or your new Apple digital ID. Wait, what? This was a massive announcement last week, and most people missed it. Here's what is happening. Apple has, and they don't have this yet for anything else but Apple, but it's coming for all forms of cell phones. But take a listen. Apple's launching a digital ID. And here's how you do it. You either give them your driver's license, your passport, or other government identification, and then they create it for you. So exciting. How do they create it for you? Well, you take a selfie for verification, and then you complete a series of facial and head movements for your facial scan that you hand over to Apple. See, it's not to government, so it's okay. You want to hear, this is from USA Today, how you create this. Open Apple Wallet, tap the button, select driver's license or government-issued card ID card option, select digital ID. Follow the on-screen instructions. Upload scans of a valid U.S. passport. You could do it with your driver's license or government-issued ID. Take your selfie. Go ahead and turn your face scan over to the federal government. Then select digital ID. Well, this is just Apple, right? We don't need to worry about it. It's just Apple. Apple's a private company. Well, no, this is a partnership between Trump's TSA and Apple. It actually dates back to the Biden administration, but Trump's fully implementing it. They've been working on it for years. According to Apple, users who want to use the feature must upload a photo page of their physical passport as part of the process. So you can use your Apple and TSA issued government ID to travel. That'll do. You want to go. Or you can pay. And this just came out on Thursday. Okay. So this is a rule in the Federal Register. They haven't implemented this yet. This is the 30-day comment period. In other words, we got 30 days to stop this. We got less now because it was Thursday it came out. Airline passengers without real ID or passport or Apple digital ID could face an $18 fee under the new rule proposed and announced on Thursday. So if you don't want to get a real ID, a passport, or have your face scanned for a digital ID with Apple, then you can take this option. Oh, that sounds great. I just pay $18, I get to keep my privacy, get to keep my face out of government data bit. Well, no. You pay $18, and then you have your identity verified on a new biometric kiosk system. before you're permitted to pass through the checkpoint and into the what they're calling sterile area, the secure area of the the airport. Well, what is a biometric scan? That just sounds a lot like Europe. Weird that it's rolling out at the same time. Strange. What is that? Wait a minute. Biometric scan. What is that? They aren't saying yet. They just published the rule on Thursday. The equipment is new. But what it says is that the kiosk, the TSA kiosk, will verify your identity using the individual's biometrics and biographic information. So I deep dived into what does that mean? Well, we're going to take go ahead and take a scan of your face. Don't worry, we won't save it. No, but we're just going to need to biometrically identify you. You have to pay an $18 fine. Or you can just, you know, get that real ID. Or, you know, you can get your Apple digital ID, but otherwise you're not traveling. So enjoy your last free time of travel, maybe this Thanksgiving. Again, we don't have a date yet for the rollout of this. It's in the comment period right now. They've just called filing a rule. So the TSA has filed. So they're getting you one way or another. You're either going to get your digital ID through Apple. You can have it in your Apple wallet. You got to let them face scan you. Or you can come to the airport and they will face scan you. Otherwise, you're not traveling. Unless you got a real ID. Why are they doing this? Because 44% of Americans refuse to get real ID. 44% refuse. So the federal government in the rule is flat out saying our goal is total adoption of real ID by 2027. Now, if you're thinking, well, that's just a driver's license for now. But in all of these states, it's either already been digitized or it's like in our state, they're in the process of digitizing. Folks, this is national ID. I'm just going to break down for you. You're going to need national ID to fly. So I would go ahead and enjoy the last maybe few times you can fly without a national digital ID. I can't believe Donald Trump is doing this. I wonder if he knows he's doing it. But are you seeing the news right now? Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, is out there touting this new amazing $1 billion system. You mean the digital ID kiosks? Scam a face, trust you not to keep it. Can't get on a plane without it unless I'm a terrorist. Wait, what? I'll have that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Record travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy it. Maybe one of the last times you can travel without digital ID. Wait, what? You mean in Europe, right? No, I mean America. The news has just been so insane lately, nobody's noticed that Donald Trump is rolling out digital ID. It's actually Biden's program that they've just continued through the Department of Homeland Security. If you're seeing those headlines about $1 billion new system and it's so cool and it's really neat and Kristi Noem's out there saying you're going to love it, but she's not really saying what it is. It's a face scan. You want to do that before you fly? Yeah, well, maybe this is the last time you fly. I can't believe this is happening. We're going to have an expert on this at 8 o'clock. And folks, I think on our side have kind of missed it because there's no one article seeing it. It's sort of rolled out across, you know, ABC News, USA Today. But here's how it works. The Trump administration is addressing what they see as a problem. 44% of Americans refuse to get a real ID. You know, the one with the gold star in the corner, which is, I guess, nice on your license. You don't have to wear it on your arm. You just put it on your license. We have to go through the extra screening, turn over a whole bunch of more information to the government, and you get it, and that lets you fly. Well, across the country, I don't know if you've noticed this, DMVs are digitizing those. You're eventually going to need a digital version. It's actually happening in South Carolina, too. The legislation to digitize that ID and make the digital copy the number one, the foremost, the anchor copy of your ID is currently sitting in the Senate right now. They're expected to take it up in the next session. So we're actually running behind, but there's already more than two dozen states that have digitized the ID. So you got to get the digital ID and present it, or you could present your driver's license. Pretty much the last hard copy form you'll be able to present. The government's new goal is 100% adoption of real ID by 2027 in this new rule, right? So what do you need to travel? For now, you either need a passport, a digital ID, or you need your real ID. Wait, digital ID? Yeah, the federal government and Apple just rolled out digital ID. What? Yeah, now for right now, it's just Apple and it's just the Apple Wallet, but it's a partnership between the TSA, Trump administration, TSA, and Apple. And you create your digital ID right there in the wallet. So exciting. They do the face scan, the eye scan, all of it. And you present them with a government ID. So you can give them your license, real ID, passport. And then you sit there and let them, you know, take all your facial measurements so they know it's you. They store it. And then guess what? Thanks to the partnership with the TSA, you could fly just fine. You just have to turn that information over. It'll be great. Super convenient. You're going to love it. So you can either use your digital ID. They're actually calling it digital ID for travel. And Apple, in a partnership with the TSA, will help you create that in your Apple Wallet. You can get real ID and use that. Or you can fly for now with your passport. Now, what if you're one of the 44% of Americans who refuse to get real ID? Well, you're going to love the new kiosks that were just announced last week on Thursday. They do not exist yet, but they will soon. The system does exist. It's just they haven't activated it yet. Here's what will happen next if you refuse to get the real ID, if you're one of those Americans. They will charge you a fee of $18. And then you'll have to use the kiosk system that the TSA is rolling out. The biometric kiosk system before you're permitted to pass through the checkpoint. So this, folks, this is a softer version of what you're seeing in Europe right now. In Europe, you cannot leave your country or enter your country unless you turn over your fingerprint, an iris scan, and a face scan. And the first time it takes longer because they have to scan you. And then after that, when you go through, you just put your finger in, and then you let them measure your face, make sure it's you. Unless you're an illegal immigrant, I'm sure it's fine. Then you can just travel without that. They're special people. But if a traveler goes to a TSA security checkpoint in America without a real ID or passport, the TSA plans to use what it's referring to as a, quote, modernized alternative identity verification system, unquote, to verify your identity using your biometric or biometrics and biographic information. Travelers will face additional security screening, including having your face scanned as they try to figure out who you are. Now, they say, don't worry, we're not going to save the face scan. Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, how will your face scan help you identify me if you're not going to save the face scan? If you don't have my saved face scan? And the answer is they're going to run it against your driver's license database photo. That's why. So if you notice, Kristi Noem is out there and she's touting this. It's super duper exciting. It's a $1 billion new system. And what does it do? Oh, you know, something. It does something. It's very modern. You're going to love it. What's the next stop for this? Laura Ingraham's all over this. This is Larry Ellison and Bill Gates at the White House saying they want to take your digital ID, which the government is now forcing you to get, total adoption goal by 2027, and tie it into national databases. just like in Europe. Here's Larry Ellison, Bill Gates at the White House a few weeks ago.
The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
So you have the digital ID. They put all of the data together and then tie you to it. See how this works? Oddly, it's a noted liberal who's warning about this. This is Michael Schellenberger on Laura Ingraham, who's screaming about this. We have to stop this. Folks, this is an absolute copy of the Chinese social credit system. This is exactly how it works in China. Being able to travel is a privilege, and you have to turn over all your biometric information to do it. You have to do it anyway. I mean, it's mandatory if you live in China. Listen to Michael Schellenberger warning about this system being rolled out by the Trump administration, again, created by the Biden administration, rolled out by the Trump administration. Bill Gates loves it. Larry Ellison of Oracle loves it. Here's Michael Schellenberger.
Another conspiracy theory that has started coming true. I mean, we saw this announcement in September. It took everybody by surprise. The World Economic Forum had been pushing digital IDs, the United Nations, the European Union, Britain. Of course, the really terrifying example is China, which uses digital IDs and a social credit score to control speech and to control what people think and say online. I mean, it could come in a lot of different ways. They'll start voluntary, then they'll make it mandatory. They'll have rewards, and then they'll have punishments. It's quite terrifying. And when you just listen to what the advocates for digital IDs say, it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's already going to be quasi-mandatory just to fly. That's what this new rule published on Thursday says. Well, Thanksgiving is on Thursday. Maybe you're an empty nester. Maybe it's just the two of you. Don't have any big plans to cook, but you still want to make it special. Yeah, check out Select Restaurant's incredible Thanksgiving meal. That's in addition to their normal amazing menu. $28 per person is the cost. That is a killer deal for Thanksgiving. You're going to get turkey dressing, turkey gravy, cranberry relish, mashed potatoes, green beans, cornbread. You don't have to cook a thing. $28 a person. Reservations are encouraged. And if you want, you can add the dessert on. It's an add-on featuring a pumpkin pan dowdy for Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Their pan dowdy, if you've not had it, it's unbelievable. So that's all day Thursday. You can actually still make Thanksgiving great without cooking a thing for an incredible price. By the way, if you're not into turkey, they also have a black oak ham option with rum raisin sauce. And the same sides and bread. So a great way to celebrate Thanksgiving. Make your reservations, come on in throughout the day on Thursday. So that's just an option for you and your sweetie, or maybe just you if you're alone, you want to experience Thanksgiving, you want to bring the family if they're in town so you don't have to cook. Works out great. So check it out, dineatselect.com. That's dineatselect.com. It's a great way to check out Select too. Okay, folks, weighing in on this, the Trump administration quietly rolling out what's called a rule. It just basically tells you, here's where we're going. This is the comments period. It's only 30 days to stop this. Again, it's Joe Biden's digital ID system, but the Trump Department of Homeland Security is rolling it out. Texter writes, Tira, you can kill this quickly by tying the digital ID to voting requirements. No Democrat will ever vote for. That's the irony. We don't have any ID to vote, or, you know, in blue states, that's cool, it's fine. No, can't do that. But to fly, oh, full facial scan. No, not in Europe. Here. I never thought I'd see this. I thought we dodged this when we defeated Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Texter writes, Tara, they already scan your face at the airport here at GSP. Another texter writes, Tara, if you self-check out at Walmart, it shows your face on a small screen, which totally annoys me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.